You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm and I having a good time here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. But now it's time to bring in our great producer, Dave DiNatale. Dino!
I want to get in on this
a little Friday. I'm not so sure you do. Trust
you don't want to be in here.
You're in a safe spot.
There's a crop duster just flew over.
Let's get into the Friday forecast and maintain some maturity and decency of this show, Wilhelm.
Yeah, stop being unprofessional, you two.
Keep talking.
Sorry, but listen to the show after me, and you'll know where I get it from.
I'd like you to only talk with your mouth for the rest of the show, okay?
All right, here we go with the Friday forecast. Number one. All right, here, this is a good one from Jason Gibbs, the executive producer of our show. What were you two doing in 2003, the last time the Browns won in Pittsburgh?
Usually when I, you know, in my elitist approach to being in the NFL, having played for many winning organizations and having many winning seasons, I was busy
losing
for the only season I was in the NFL in San Diego with the Chargers. We were 4-12.
I was 25 years old in 2003, which seems like a very, very long time ago. And I think I was just hanging out, no kids, just enjoying life. An old 2003.
Yeah, I was 29, and I was working at old WOBL out in Oberlin, covering.
I love WOBL.
Yeah,
cover my game.
Yeah, I worked for both stations. I played both sides of the fence. I started at EOL and ended up working at OBL.
Very nice.
Yeah, back in the Lorain County days.
I had yet to launch my fantasy consultant business too. That was 2005. So I was like.
So you were 2 years away from beginning your empire.
Yeah, I was LIVIN. Living.
All right. Now for number two. Number two. As we like to ask you on Friday forecast, the Browns will win Sunday if.
The Browns will win Sunday
if.
I'll give you a couple scenarios. If Landry Jones starts the football game and they can take away Antonio Brown, because I feel like Landry Jones is going to be very comfortable force-feeding it to one of the best receivers in football, and Antonio Brown, he'll get a lot of targets. So if we can limit him or double him or disrupt Antonio Brown, force the football elsewhere is one key factor. And then I believe what it boils down to, and I'm going to put it on the defense again. If we can stop the run, limit the run, and I'm not pounding the table, Nathan. Okay? If we can stop the run and limit what D'Angelo Williams does on the ground and force Landry Jones to throw the football, in his limited experience, even with Antonio Brown, he will throw you the football.
The Browns will win if Ben Roethlisberger doesn't play quarterback, if they win the turnover battle, and if they hold D'Angelo Williams under 100 yards rushing.
That's three Fs. Which is more likely that, as far as holding D'Angelo Williams under 100 yards or Roethlisberger not playing?
I think Roethlisberger not playing is more likely.
I do too. Deadly. Number three. As you guys look at the Browns, do you still feel the Steelers are the number one rival for this football team, or is it maybe somebody else?
I don't think the Browns have a rival. I think the Browns' biggest rival right now is themselves. And I think that will be the case until they get back to being a winning organization, and then they can start developing rivalries and playing meaningful games against these teams. I think that's the biggest issue.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I too agree. I agree. And in some cases, when I was with the San Diego Chargers, other than that one year, which we did lose to the Raiders, is the only time in my rookie year that we lost to the Raiders. The Raiders, San Diego, Oakland, you know, and that big, you know, California rivalry. And after a while, even in a close game, we knew the Raiders were still the Raiders. They would have the penalty. They would throw the interception. You know, they would fumble the football and would give it away, and we were happily, readily available to swipe it right out from under them.
Yeah, because if you turn it around and you ask the Steelers who their biggest rival was, they would probably say the Ravens.
Right.
The Ravens would probably say the Steelers. And now the Bengals, I bet, would be in the mix for both of those teams. I don't think either any of the three teams in the AFC North would consider themselves to have a rivalry with the Cleveland Browns. And that's why the Browns have no rival. You need to play meaningful games against a team over a period of time. For a while, it was the Patriots and the Jets, especially when Rex Ryan was there, and I'd say that still is true. But then you had the Patriots and the Colts had a rivalry,
right,
which has been renewed with Deflategate. But, yeah, I don't think that there is – I don't think the Browns have a rival. Right now, their biggest rival is themselves and getting out of their own way and finding a way to get over the hump and come back to prominence.
Number four.
Well, we're going to see him on Sunday. Is Antonio Brown the best wide receiver in the NFL right now?
I'll let you go first.
I'm going to say yes, but if I were starting a team, I would rather have Julio Jones than Antonio Brown. I think given what he has to work with physically, what he does is maybe even more impressive, but he doesn't have everything because he doesn't have that size.
I agree. I'm going to say Antonio Brown is definitely a top three wide receiver in the National Football League. I would take Julio Jones. If I was starting my organization, I had my franchise quarterback, Amari Cooper, and based on what I've seen from him, and as polished as he is as a rookie and only going to get better, is the guy that I would want as well.
I think he runs routes like Antonio Brown, but he's bigger. He's not Julio size, but he's bigger.
Yes. Right.
He's nasty. I watched him up. He impressed me. So far, the two guys that have, like, blown me away up close from an offensive standpoint, Cam Newton last year absolutely blew me away, just what an athlete he is and what a specimen he is, and Amari Cooper this year really kind of blew me away. And the one guy who always impresses me, and I know this may sound strange, is Kenny Britt with his size and speed. He's physically impressive, and Dorial Green-Beckham is like that. Dorial Green-Beckham, I think, is going to be very good when he kind of figures out how to play the game.
Kenny Britt just seems to love playing against the Browns.
He certainly does. Yeah. He did in preseason. He did when he was with Tennessee. Yeah, Kenny Britt, he has had a nice career against the Cleveland Browns.
And just to wrap it up.
Number five.
Again, just in case people didn't hear earlier this hour, your predictions for Browns Steelers.
What's your prediction, Dino? That's the only one they haven't heard.
Yeah, they haven't heard mine. Pittsburgh will win by 10. Steelers 27, Browns 17.
That's where I had it, Dino, you copycat.
Maybe I'll change it to. All right, just to be different.
24-14, there you go.
Yeah, 24-14. I'll do that. Yeah. No field goal. So 24-14, Steelers by 10.
Are you expecting Landry Jones or are you expecting Ben Roethlisberger?
Landry Jones. I think the mentality in Pittsburgh, you know, and we had a caller point out to us this week on the show. You know, the Steelers are already are treating this almost like a bye week. And maybe that's good for the Browns. You know, the Browns, I hope that they're selling the Browns short and the Browns can go in there and shock them. But I don't think Pittsburgh is going to play Ben. I think they're going to hold Ben until he's 100%.
I don't think they look at it as a bye week because, as we talked about, I really think they know, and their coaches are probably saying to them, you have to win this game if you want to have any chance of going to the playoffs. And I really think that's how they need to do it.
Well, we'll see what happens.
But where's the other team come from as you look at the playoff picture? We talked about it earlier. Could you get three
East
out of the East?
You could if they don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, could you see the Jets and the Bills?
Maybe. Yes. That's what, yeah.
Although they're playing, aren't they not playing in the final week of the season? And that's almost like I feel like that's going to be a play-in game.
Yeah. It could be. That'd be great. That'll probably get flexed. Oh, yeah. Actually, week 16 can't get flexed, or 17 can't get flexed, can it?
Could we get flexed?
No, that game.
I don't believe, not
Jets,
week 17.
Jets, Bills, week 17. No, it's all standard then.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you, Dino.
That's the Friday forecast.
That is the Friday forecast. Dino, thank you very much. When we come back, we'll wrap it up, give our final thoughts. As the Browns get ready to take on the Steelers for the first time here in 2015.